With today's social media and more homebody behavior happening in the world, some people are finding it difficult to find and make quality friends. Is this true? Has the 2.0 lifestyle brought us convenience? And in exchange, we lost our ability to have more intimate relationships. Let's talk about it and make some friends, guys.
Yeah, I have to say friends are a very important part of your life. I mean, making new friends can be intimidating sometimes, but it's definitely rewarding. After all, friends form a big part of our life for most of us. They're the ones who walk through life together, share our ups and downs and pains and joys, and when you get married, they give you red packets. Without friends, life won't be the same at all.
Now we really need a lot of friends.
Yeah.
but there are friends, and there are other friends. I mean, there are hi-bye friends.
Who are these friends?
So there are acquaintances. When you meet, you give them a nod, and that's it. You don't share some intimate talks with them.
Like an acquaintance.
Yeah, and there are regular friends, social activity buddies that you meet up every now and then, like badminton friends, board game friends, PlayStation game friends. Mm-hmm. You can generally talk about regular topics under the sun. And then there are true soul friends or best friends, people you can talk anything and everything with. You may or may not meet up every day, but it doesn't matter, as the strength of friendship is not determined by how frequently you meet up. And it's more than that. Actually, I haven't been home to spend New Year Festival with my parents for many years since I started working. And there's this friend that I met in junior middle school, and he works in a city that's next to my hometown. And every year he would go and visit my parents, and sometimes bring his wife, and sometimes bring his his one son and one daughter. The whole family would go and pay a visit to my parents. Makes me feel very proud. Makes me feel that my parents are being looked after.
You know, you said that friends have become kind of harder to make, right? Mm. I do remember the very brief memories I have of being a child. Maybe all of us have them, just little blips. I remember being able to walk up to some kid on the playground, no prior conversation, and just be like, "Hi, do you want to be my friend?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then we were friends. And it should be that easy sometimes, right? To literally imagine if me and Lai Ming are grown adults, I just walk up to him like, "Hey, you want to be my friend?" He'll be like, "Oh, well, this is a weird question. I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I gotta go." So what are the obstacles nowadays, Huang Shen? Why can't we make friends like we used to so easily?
Yeah, because now the more you grow up, the more barriers you may face. For example, you may think that everyone else, they've already in a close group of friends, so there's no room for you. So also, have you ever feel that the lonelier the person is, the more they tend to only notice extroverted people who have a great time with friends? So you may think they already shape a group, so there's no room for you. It's really hard for you to join their society. You need to pay a lot of attention or hard work to join their group. Also, maybe you are so shy to open your heart to join their group.
It makes a lot of sense. When you go into a party, you definitely pay attention to those outgoing persons who seems to be on good relationship with everyone. And it's very safe to assume, it's very natural for you to assume that maybe this guy is so popular, maybe he already has a lot of friends.
Yes.
Maybe he doesn't need one more. But, well, that's the case. Perhaps we're not paying enough attention to others. I mean, not so easygoing friends who... people who are maybe sitting in a corner quietly drinking his tea. I mean, they need friends too. And sometimes they make the best friends.
Guys, quickly, give me your top two tips to help people find friends. Lai Ming.
Well, my tip is to do sports. That's how I maintain relationship with my friends. I'm usually the organizer of a badminton group, and then I will usually book a badminton court, and I'll invite everyone.
Yeah.
And my suggestions is more like, be open-minded and open your heart. Only when you like open your heart, you can really make some good friends that you want to make.
Yeah, I have no shame, and I don't hate losing face. So I just go and talk to people, and that's very easy.
Yes.
I think be brave in asking girls out, in asking people you just want to be friends to go hang out. Just stop thinking about what bad things can happen, what can go wrong. And think about maybe the chance to have an epic friendship that could last the rest of your life. You'll never know until you try. You got nothing to lose. And shame, yeah, have no shame. You know, all you're offering is friendship. And if they don't understand that, that's their problem. Also, you know, I understand getting older. You have cliques. People have become friends for so long. And maybe in certain circumstances, they're not interested in growing their group of friends. Mm-hmm. Or they're a little more hesitant to let you in.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you know, you've been there when you needed friends. Try to understand if somebody's trying to join your social network or your social group. Be a little more kind. Be a little more sensitive. Be a little more including. Say, hey, you know, come play badminton with us.
And, yeah.
And give them a chance to show them what they're made of, that they can be a good friend. Because I think we need a little more trust in each other and a little less barriers, okay?
And there's always someone who's willing to make friends. You go for them.
Yes.